God, I pray that you would speak to the hearts of everybody here. Lord, that you would invite them to come to your land. Father, this isn't a vacation and it's not a tour. This is a calling. And God, it's not for everybody. And I pray that you would be very clear and plain in everybody's life. Lord, whether this is exactly the time, the place, and the event that you've called them to. Lord, I pray that we can be clear and plain. I pray that we can answer everybody's questions. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. All right. You know, you've got the itinerary there in your brochure, but rather than you reading that, think of the history that you're going to walk through. You're going to see several places, Old Testament places. You're going to see, where David ran from Saul down in you're going to see the old port of Jaffa where Jonah left to run away from the Lord. You're going to see Mount Carmel where Elijah called down fire from heaven. Thinking about Old Testament things, when the northern kingdom and the southern kingdom divided, remember that? And who was in charge of the north? The north was called Israel. The southern kingdom was called Judah. And who ran the northern kingdom? Jerry. What was Jerry's last name? How about Boehm? Jerry Boehm, you know? And so he didn't want the people of the north coming to the people of the south. He didn't want them to come to Jerusalem to worship. So what did he do? He created two places to worship. He built two golden calves, just like back in Moses' time. And he put one in the north in Dan, and we'll go there. And he put one down in Beit El, is the way they say it, but we in Alabama say what? Bethel. And we'll go there. So you've got the false worship of the northern kingdom, and you will go to both of those altars where there was that false worship. Old Testament stuff, there's so much. Then you get there. We won't take you through. We'll go into Bethlehem where Jesus was born. We'll look at the fields where the shepherds were that night. We won't go into Nazareth, but you'll be so close to it, you'll feel like you were there. You're going to be about 13 miles away from Nazareth when you're at the Sea of Galilee. It's just right there where he was a baby and then grew up there in the carpenter shop with Joseph. But then the Sea of Galilee becomes his home. He moves into Capernaum where you'll go, and he moved in at Capernaum. He lived with who? Peter. So you'll get to see Peter's house. It's still there. The remains of the house are still there. And then around that area, around the Sea of Galilee, there's a little triangle there where 85% of all the teachings and all the miracles and everything that Jesus did was performed in this tiny little, just 3 or 4 mile triangle. And so you'll be all over that place. You'll be from one end of the sea to the other and on the sea. And then you'll go all the way down south. You'll see the Dead Sea. You'll see the Jordan River where John baptized and where the traditional site was that Jesus came to John. Of course, the Sea of Galilee is the Jordan River. It flows in and it flows out. And so you're going to be staying right on the shore of the Sea of Galilee. And so we'll swim around in the Jordan River there in the Sea of Galilee. You saw the lady who was baptized there. That's a little baptismal place right there at the Sea of Galilee and the Jordan River. And those of you that would like to be baptized, everybody says, oh, I want to be baptized in the Jordan just like Jesus. Okay, well, here we go. And we'll do that one afternoon. Just so many neat places. You get to see Jerusalem on day 3. We'll drive into Jerusalem. And the drive into Jerusalem is like none you've ever taken before. You just look at the hair on my arm. It's amazing. It's all uphill from the Sea of Galilee. It's 13 miles and it's all uphill because every time in the scripture when people go to Jerusalem, they always do what to Jerusalem? They go up. It's uphill. And when you come into Jerusalem, there's a tunnel that you enter Jerusalem through, and that tunnel is going through the Mount of Olives. And so you will go right through the Mount of Olives, and then it just opens up, and there it is. It's amazing. You'll see, you know, we'll do a lot there in Jerusalem. You'll see all of the main places there. We'll go up on the Mount of Olives. You'll go to Shiloh, where the Ark of the Covenant was when Joshua brought the children of Israel across the river into the Promised Land. And you'll get there, and you'll get to go to the dig right there. You will go to, like I said, to Bethel on the way back from Shiloh. There's so many things. We get a cruise on the Sea of Galilee there, and you saw the people dancing on the boat and throwing the net off the boat, and you get all kind of things like that. You get a lunch while we're on the Sea of Galilee, and it's called Peter's Fish, right? Remember the story? What's the story about Peter's fish? Who do you pay taxes to? Right? Whose picture's on this coin? Caesar's. Well, what did he tell him to do to get the tax money? Go down to the sea, throw your line in, and pull this fish out, and in that fish's mouth will be a coin. Take that and go pay our tax. That type of fish, it's a type of tilapia, but that's been called Peter's fish. And so we'll go to a restaurant and have Peter's fish for lunch. And really neat. So many things. You come up to modern times, you saw the Independence Hall that was there where Israel was declared a nation there on May 14th in 1948 when that was there in Tel Aviv. You will get to go into the Knesset, their governmental building, and you'll see the 120-seat Knesset where Netanyahu right now is trying to form a coalition. Rivlin, the president, has commissioned him. He has first shot at forming a commission, a coalition there after the second presidential election, prime minister election. You'll see the menorah is right across the street from the Knesset there. It was a gift. It's amazing when you see all the pictures and the ornaments on that. You'll get to do an archaeological dig. That was something new we did last year, and that was really fun. So all of you that says, man, I wish I could discover something. Well, you be prayed up, and maybe you will. Because we'll do a dig one afternoon. Some of the new places that we'll go this year that we've not gotten to go in the past, you'll go to Caiaphas's house. Who was Caiaphas? Remember him? Right? The high priest. And Annas and Caiaphas. This is where Jesus was taken the night that he was arrested before he was crucified. So you will go to the house of Caiaphas, and you will get to walk down into that cistern where they threw the Lord as they were beating him up and taking him in and out of all the trials. And that's a very sobering, in the right way to use that word, walk, as you go down those steps and into that cistern. It is just, nobody says anything. What do you say? You can't. We read scripture down there. We'll go to a new place this year. We've never taken a group there before. Jamie and I have gone, and it's really good. It's called the Temple Institute. You know, there's going to be a third temple built on the Mount of Olives, right? Well, there's a little issue going on right now. The Temple Mount, not the Mount of Olives, up on the Temple Mount. There's a small issue right now why that third temple can't be built. Do you know what it is? What's there now? A mosque that who owns? The Muslims. Well, we're just going to tear that down. Nobody will notice. Nobody will say anything. They won't mind, will they? Oh, that's going to be a huge deal. But there's a third temple that's going to be up there on that Temple Mount. Well, they've already built all of the instruments that go into the temple. Everything that's used in the temple worship has already been designed and built, all the way down to the priestly robes, down to the menorah, down to the shovels for the altar. everything has already, and the priests are already being trained as to how to do temple worship. Well, you're just going to get to go see all that. It's amazing, amazing. And that's about a third of all the places you're going to go. Read your itinerary in there. And there's a disclaimer on that back of that sheet that you will see everything that's listed in this brochure. You may not see it in that order. We get the right, Hannah has the right to maneuver things around and add things to it. Would you be upset if she added a couple things? I mean, that wouldn't wad you up, would it? So everything is just subject to, well, you know, I think I've told you before, the day we were to go up on the Temple Mount was the last Friday of Ramadan. And they had bust in, Pam, were you there that year? They had bust in 300,000 Muslims to the Temple Mount. And here are 50 little Alabama people. And it's like, that ain't gonna happen. We're just not gonna do that. And so we shifted gears. We went totally away from Jerusalem that day. That's the day we went to Bethlehem. We got out of town and just let the Muslims have the Temple Mount, and we did something else. So it's always subject to change, but you'll get to go to every one of those places. I think one of the neat things that you can do is just Google all those places. Make a list and just Google all those places, and it's amazing the package that you're going to get to go see. You'll stay in three different hotels while we're there. The first night, and this is just a little bit different from the past, but if you hadn't gone before, who cares what the past was? In the past, where we've landed in Tel Aviv and taken, it takes you an hour to get through Tel Aviv over to the Mediterranean, and we've stayed there because it's right on the Mediterranean and so beautiful. But there's one issue. By the time you get there, it's night. You can't see anything, right? And so who cares how beautiful it is? So we're going to go leave Tel Aviv and we're going to go north, because we're going to start in Caesarea, one of the places that you saw here. You remember the picture where it looked like there was a big stadium there? Well, that's in Caesarea. Caesarea is really important for a couple of different reasons, right? Your heritage traces back through Caesarea. Who was saved there? Huh? Cornelius. Remember? Cornelius. And he came to know the Lord. Was he a Jew? No, he was Roman. He was a Gentile. Oh, the Gentiles can be saved too? Oh, and so your heritage comes through Caesarea. What else happened in Caesarea that's probably real important to you? We need to do a little Bible history before we go, huh? Yeah. All right, who was in prison there? On his way to Rome, Paul was. Absolutely. So you're going to go see this. That's the very first thing that first day. We'll start in Caesarea, and then from there we'll meander north and east just a little bit and go up on top of Mount Carmel, where Elijah called down the fire. And Mount Carmel overlooks, you probably didn't realize what you were looking at, but it looks down over this valley called Megiddo. Armageddon, right, is going to happen right there. And so you're looking at the place of future events. We'll go from there to the old town of Megiddo. And that's kind of amazing. You're working your way. We're meandering our way, and we're going to end up right on the Sea of Galilee. And we'll go to a couple places that afternoon, end up at the baptismal place. Then we'll go to our little kibbutz there on the sea. And you will have your own cabin at this kibbutz. It's not a hotel like you think of hotels, but you'll have, each family will have their own individual little cabin right on the shore of the Sea of Galilee. Sun comes up behind you because you're facing west, and so you'll get to watch the sunset as the sun goes down. But it's just absolutely beautiful, and that'll be our base as we do around and go through the places up north. We'll leave, and then the next five nights we'll be in Jerusalem. You'll be in downtown Jerusalem. Not in the old city, but it'll be a short walk to the old city. You're just right down. And you can see the Temple Mount from your hotel window. So you're right there. Everything is phenomenal. Let me get some details here on your list. What are the dates? Okay, that's on your sheet there. It's the 23rd is a Saturday. This is the Saturday after all of the Madison County graduations. So we get all of our kiddos graduated. We've got a granddaughter that graduates that Friday night down in Hartsel, and so we'll get her graduate. We'll turn the tassel down in Hartsel, and then everybody will head to the airport on Saturday. It's an overnight flight, so you will arrive on Sunday afternoon. All right, what's the cost? All right, this year, you've heard me talk in church just a little bit. In the past, it's all been a package. We fly together. Everything, once we get there, is together, and there's been a package price. Last year, the air package alone was just right over $2,000 to fly over on Delta. Okay, here's how we're making this thing so phenomenally inexpensive this year is we're not flying as a group. We're going to let you get your own airline ticket and give you the option of when do you want to leave, when do you want to get there. You know, well, I might want to go a day early because my brain is so scrambled. It's 8 time zones over. So right now, all right, do your math. It's 5:25 here. What time is it in Israel? So you're 1:25 in the morning there. So when you get ready to go to bed that first night at 9 o'clock, right? You're tired from flying. Your brain is going to whisper to you, psst, it's 1 o'clock in the afternoon. What are you doing getting in bed, right? But your brain will also talk to you when the alarm goes off at 5 that next morning, because your brain is going to say, psst, it's 9 o'clock at night. What are you doing getting up? And so you've got to do that adjustment there. So we'll let you get your own airline tickets. We're going to talk for airline tickets here in just a little bit. And that is so easy. And you're going to see airline tickets are going for less than $1,200. So if you were, hey, come on in. You buy your own airline ticket for $1,100 and something. The package, the land package price is $1,850, and that is everything. That's your lodging, your bus, your tour guide. That's all your, it's all you can eat breakfast, all you can eat dinner, and they are, I'm talking about, phenomenal spreads. There's just, I mean, it is a buffet of the nth order right there. That includes, $1,850 includes everything except your lunch, what you eat for lunch. Because as we go through and we tour, there are times and places where the whole bus goes to this restaurant. Like you come off of Mount Carmel, we're all going to go to a restaurant that's right there. It's a little Drew's restaurant, and the food is phenomenal. But we're all at the same place. But when you're in downtown, you're in Jerusalem, Hannah might say, okay, look at your watch. I've got 10 after 12, all right? You see where you are? You're in the Jewish quarter, all right? Get a fix on where you are. If you want a hamburger, if you go down here, there's a really good place on your left. You go farther down, and you'll see another one on your right. If you want barbecue, you go over here, get out of the Jewish quarter, and you go the next street over. There's barbecue. If you want pizza, if you want this, if you want that. I got 10 after 12. I'll meet you right back here at 1 o'clock. And then everybody goes and does what they want to for lunch, and you eat what you like. You try something new. Here's shawarma, here's falafel. You got to eat some of that before you go. And it's shawarma and it's falafel, and you're gonna love it, because if I like one and not the other. One is like this massive sub sandwich inside of a, what do you call that bread? Pita bread, the little pocket bread, and that is phenomenal. The other one, you got to try it once just to say you did, but then you probably won't again, right? Because it is, do you like that? Oh my gosh, it's fried, it's what? It's no. Well, the meatballs are not hummus. Those are hummus. It's terrible. It's chick. It's terrible. 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 No, that's yeah. You won't like, but you're gonna have to try it. Got to try it. Got to say you did it. All right. So breakfast and dinner are all provided in the package. What you do for lunch, and everybody's different, because the breakfast and the dinners are all you can eat, and there's one of everything. You want egg, you want casserole, you want hash browns, you want pancakes, you want biscuits, you want salads and desserts there's, it's just everything. And so we try to eat real healthy, and when we go and we fill up on breakfast and fill up on lunch, and then on dinner, and for lunch Jamie has ice cream and I have potato chips and lemonade. So we're not really good to judge from, but if you buy a dinner somewhere, it's usually like anywhere from 10 to 12 bucks American dollars. So you can kind of judge as a couple, if you budget, $20 a day for meals, that's going to be plenty, and for what you're going to do. All right. So airline tickets are your responsibility. We're coming back to that. Passports. If you don't have a passport, you're going to have to get one. But just, get the process started. It'll probably take you, anywhere 3 weeks-ish for it to come back. But look online. There's some things you're going to have, some papers you're going to have to bring with you in order to get your passport. You're going to have a birth certificate. Oh, I don't even know if I've got one. Well, now you've got time to go get a copy of your original, and so that you can turn all that stuff in. But go online, find out what you need. When you look up, say, passport offices in Huntsville, Alabama, and they'll show you where to go. You just can't go to any place and get one of those. Lunch and souvenirs are on you. Payment schedule and refunds are in that brochure, and we'll talk about that some more when we talk about money. Travel arrangements, well, this might be just a good... Well, no, let's hold on to that. All right, skip that one. What about flight and health insurance? All right, those are optional things. It's up to you whether you get those or not. Your own personal health insurance, you need to check and see if you're covered and what they cover if you're overseas. All right? But there is a very, and we'll do this at our orientation meeting. There's a company that I'm going to give you the information for. It's $3.30 a day, and they provide all of that for you. It's travel health insurance, and it's good stuff. That's what we do every time we go. Flight insurance, you're taking that out, and they are guaranteeing you, they are protecting you in case the flight is canceled, in case Hezbollah starts firing rockets and Hana says you can't come. What do you mean I can't come? I put $3,000 into this. Well, that's where your insurance come. It says flight insurance. Trip insurance is really what that should say. The people that took out trip insurance, how many years ago did we get stuck? Was it 2 years ago or 3 years ago? Huh? Oh, 2 years ago, yeah. You're going in the end of May, 1st of June, and there was the blessed thunderstorm in Atlanta. So they didn't let us take off from here. We had already missed our Atlanta flight to New York, and we were still sitting in Huntsville. So it was not going to be a good day. So we spent the night on the floor of JFK instead of getting there at 9 o'clock and catching an 11 o'clock flight to Tel Aviv. We pull into JFK at 1:30 in the morning. And so we missed our flight, so we were a day late getting there, so we didn't stay in our hotel, so we didn't. The people with trip insurance were reimbursed for expenses and all like that. So it's nice if you want to do that. Do we do it? No. We go often enough, though. Your ticket is good for a year, right? If something happens and Hezbollah is shooting rockets and we can't go, we will cancel the flight, or I will get you to cancel your flight, and that way your ticket is good for 1 year from the date that you bought it, the date that it was issued. Okay, so
what happens if we have to cancel on our end?
Okay, well, you'll cancel your ticket, and that ticket is still good for a year. And then you'll have to, just like any ticket, it's good for a year, but you have to pay to make it current, right? It'll cost you another $200 to change the date on that ticket. And so instead of saying May to May, then the next time you go over there might not be until November. You have to change it to November, and that's a $200. That's just an airline cost. We got nothing to do with that.
So you don't get a refund?
No.
Delta
does not love you that much. Yeah, no, they're stingy with their money. They're going to keep your money. They'll let you use it for a year, but they're not going to give you your money back. Here are the places where we're staying. Netanya is that first little town. We have a nice Ramada Inn right there, going into Netanya, which is about 20 miles out of Caesarea, which will get us, we'll be first in line at the gate there to go into Caesarea that next morning in Galilee. You need to go Google all these things. They're so pretty. En-Gev Holiday Resort is right there on the shore of the Sea of Galilee. In Jerusalem, Prima Kings Hotel is just within walking distance, and you can see the old city and the Temple Mount from there. What are our touring details? In your brochure, look at the bus that we will be on. This is Alam. Alam is our bus driver. He owns this bus company. That's his brand new bus last year. We were some of the first groups to get to ride in it. It is nice. You will enjoy riding in that. Our guide is Hannah. She's been here before. She's spoken. You probably remember meeting her. Some of the big issues is there's a lot of walking. There's a lot of walking, all right? Not really difficult. There's times when there's a lot of steps involved. But you get to choose. You don't have to go anywhere or do anything. Whether, you know, you're in Galilee and it's like, you know what? Like, it's so hot. We've been doing this all day. It's 2 p.m. I'm just going to sit this one out. Well, Alam keeps the bus running. The air conditioner's going. It's very comfortable, very cool. The bus is locked. Nobody's going to get you. And so you can just, you know, call a timeout and stay in the bus and snooze while we go to wherever. And we'll be back in a few minutes. And then maybe you'll feel up to going the next stop on the list. When you get in Jerusalem, when you're up north, you leave. You're not back to the kibbutz. You know, it's not like you'll see it again at the end of the day. In Jerusalem, if you call a timeout, I'm done. You know, I'm like the Christmas turkey. I'm just done. Here it is at lunchtime, you know, for probably $5. There's our hotel right at the top of the hill. And this taxi will just run you right up there to the top of the hill. And you can, you know, call timeout and go back to the hotel. There may be a whole day when you're just worn out. And it's like, you know what, I'm going to sleep in today. You know, we may just go down to the market. Oh, that's a hoot. We'll just walk down to the market, but we'll just catch y'all at dinner. You're fine to do that. You know, I'm not your mother. You're paying a lot of money for the tour and for the experience of an absolute lifetime. So nobody's going to make you do anything you don't want to do. Is that cool? But there's a lot of walking. There's a lot of walking. There were days but it's not constant. You walk and then you get to the next place and you stop and you sit down and you're looking at something or Hannah's teaching you, and then you get up and you walk over here and you stop and then you walk over here and stop. But there's been days when you add up all those little segments and we've walked 5 or 6 miles, you know. So you'll need to do a little exercise before we go in the spring. But mobility is a thing. If walking is an issue for you, then there's not going to be a whole lot of places where you can hang with every day, right? There's going to be parts of every day that you may call a timeout. There will be, if you've got mobility issues or you're sitting here listening for a mom or dad and they've got mobility issues, you know, there's probably going to be some places that we will intervene for them and say, you know what, this probably is not going to be the best stop for you. But we're going to go to 60 some odd different places during the week. So if you miss one or two stops, let me tell you what, you have not ruined your week. Right? There are a lot of places to go and to see. Safety. Well, that was our conversation. You turn on the news and there's always, you know, this has happened in Israel, this has happened in Jerusalem. But I want you to listen. Has it ever happened to a tour group? Right before we went over there, 2 or 3 years ago, there was a girl in Tel Aviv that was murdered right down the road from where we were going to stay. And it's like, seriously? But then when you looked into it a little bit more, it was like 1 o'clock in the morning and she was by herself in the dark. You know what that's called? Stupid. Yeah, it really is. As long as you're not stupid. You know what their number one industry is? Tourism. They're going to do everything in the world to protect that tour bus and the people on that bus. Because you are a lot of income for that country. All right, so safety, there's so many eyes on you. The IDF is everywhere. And you'll enjoy, they're kids. Because when they graduate high school, they have to serve, the guys have to serve 4 years, isn't it? And the ladies have to serve 3. Is that it, 4 and 3? 4 and 2, something like that. So all these people with all these machine guns and everything else are 18-year-old kids that don't even know how to make their bed at home, right? But I'm going to tell you what, they're the baddest of the baddest of the bad. They are, you will be so proud of them. Can we invite family and friends to go with us? What do you think? Absolutely, yes. So what is the registration process? We're going to open registration Tuesday morning at 5 o'clock. Okay, and it's probably not going to be a deal. There's 50 places on the bus, you know, so if every one of you multiplied yourself times 2, I think we would be safe on Tuesday morning. But there have been years when there's been 154 people sitting here looking for 50 places on the bus.
What's the age limit?
You know what? We have taken kids before. Our grandkids, we have a pair of fourth graders, you know, and both of those are believers. We just don't believe they're quite. That's a lot of money to go on a tour. They'll remember seeing the places, but Hannah's going to teach so much, so rich. I mean, this is, you know, the first time that Jamie and I went, well, every time we've gone, but I remember looking at her and saying, you know what? I've learned more in this 10 days than a year of seminary. It's that powerful and that packed. Your kids will remember, oh, look at that. That's the Sea of Galilee. But they may not remember a whole lot of what Hannah's teaching about where you're standing, what's important about where you are, what happened right here, you know? So, and it's a hard week physically. It is a hard week physically. You're up at 5 every morning. You nonstop go. You show back up at the hotel at 6, 6:15 at night, walk right off the bus, right into the dining hall and do dinner. And, I mean, you're exhausted. And then you're asleep because you're not adjusted to the time yet. By the time you go to sleep, bam, it's time to wake up. And I'm still tired from yesterday. You know, it takes a few days to get it in your system and going. That's tough on kids. But Hannah, she did a homeschool group last summer from America, and it was modified. It was not her tour. They saw a couple places in the morning, and then they went canoeing. And then they saw a couple places in the morning, and then they went swimming. And they saw a couple places. You know what I'm saying? There was a whole lot of activities to that. I think 10 would have a struggle staying cued into what everything's going on. We'll talk more about that. I'll talk with you after it's over. So this is going to open it at 5 o'clock on Monday. You go to on Tuesday, you go to our website, you go down to the Israel page, and there's a place for you to sign up. All right? Look on the back of your brochure there, right up at the top corner, and you see it says membership. Okay? Step one, complete the online registration form, and that'll open up. You won't even see that until Tuesday morning. As you fill that out, it's going to ask you for your name. It's going to ask you if you have a passport. If you do have a passport, it will ask you to give me the expiration date on it. That's what I need, is the expiration date to get started. And then when you hit submit, it's going to respond to you with a confirmation if there's still room on the bus, which it looks like there's going to be room on the bus. And once you get that confirmation, then go shop and buy your airline tickets. Don't go home and buy your ticket tonight, right? I think you would be okay to do that because it doesn't look like we're packed out. Then get your tickets within 7 days of doing that. So let me show you some places. How much are tickets? Well, I'm glad you asked me that. Let me show you. When I go ticket shopping, there's our travel agent is from our church. You see right there, airline tickets number one. You can go online and do it, or you can call Deborah Hose at Sterling Travel. Deborah has gotten all our tickets in the past. She's wonderful to work with. She understands how we're doing this. Schedule, look at this. Number two, schedule your arrival into Ben Gurion Airport in Tel Aviv no later than 6 o'clock on Sunday the 24th. You're going to look, and I'm going to show you tickets online right here, and there's all kind of arrival times. You don't want to get in any later than 6, because by the time you do customs and immigration, we're doing that as the cutoff. We'll load the bus, and then we'll go. All right? So there's three places that I've pulled up here, and these are places that I look at when I buy tickets for our church. One of them is cheaptickets.com. One of them is Skyscanner, SKYSCANNER.com. The other one is cheapoair.com, right? Cheapo Air. In each one of these, I've pulled it up. You can choose. The prices will vary so much. You can fly to Huntsville. You can fly to Nashville. You can fly to Birmingham. You can fly to Atlanta. I was really shocked that Atlanta is the most expensive ticket. I would have thought they would have been the cheapest, but they're the most expensive ticket up there. This is Huntsville into Tel Aviv. I want to just show you here. I'm not going to do this long, but the cheapest flight there is $1,182, which is a really, really, really good price. Now, group tickets would have been over $2,000. But you can buy your own ticket for $11.82. Now, which would you rather do? It's ridiculous to buy them as a group. All right? There's different arrival times. That one is the cheapest. It gets in at 4:45. That's within our window here. Would be a great time. But it's going to take you 22 hours to get there. You're going to stop in Charlotte. You're going to have a stop at Charles de Gaulle in Paris. Then you're going to get into Tel Aviv at 4:45 Tel Aviv time on the 24th. To me, this is $28 more, but look at the difference. Instead of leaving at 10 o'clock in the morning, I'm going to leave at 2:15 in the afternoon, and I'm going to get there earlier, right? I'm cutting 4 hours out of this thing. I'm going from Huntsville to Charlotte. FCO is Rome, Italy. You're going to stop over in Charlotte and Rome and come to Tel Aviv. If I were buying a ticket tonight, that's where I'd buy our tickets, right there. That is a good set of, but you've got to watch. There's an American going from Charlotte to Munich into Tel Aviv, 12:54, just a little bit more. You're buying the ticket. What if we want to stop over on the way back? What if on the way back, and I'm just going to, let's just say it, It does the same trip home. It's not always that way, but you can click on that and look. Dallas, Amsterdam, Tel Aviv. What if I want to stop in Amsterdam for 2 days on the way home? Well, get with Deborah, and Deborah can make that happen for you. She can set up these tickets however you want to do it. And because you're buying the ticket, see, if you were on a group ticket, you can't do that. But you're buying the ticket, so you can stop and do whatever. All right, now, here you're getting in at 10:10. No good, you're later than 6 o'clock. And so you just come down through here. This is a pretty good one, but you're getting a little bit pricier. 1:30 to 4 is a good price. Here's 10 o'clock in the morning to 4, but the price keeps going up. I'm trying to save you some bucks. But if you want to go Delta, we looked at Delta a minute ago. It was $2,004 or $14 for the same date, the same time, just flying on Delta rather than American was $900 more, right? So it's just, there's no sense. You want to leave out of Nashville? Let me do this real quick for you. Cheapo Air is, I didn't get up there. Let me get right there. Let me try it again. Here we go. We don't want to do that. Nashville to Tel Aviv, the 23rd. All right, now, when you do your tickets, here's what you've got to watch for. The return flights home, you're going to be taken back to the airport at 8:30, on the night of Monday, June the 1st. So you got to make sure that your return flight home is after 11 o'clock on Monday night the 1st. Delta has a late night, Monday night flight. If you're going Delta, you can get out on the 1st. But if you're going American, some of these other flights, it's after midnight. So you have to type in, see where I'm going right here? The 23rd, but I want to return on the what? The 2nd, because it's after midnight. All right, let's see what the best deal down here. 11:33. Nope, you don't want to do that because it takes you two extra days to get there. Let's shop right here for just a minute. Woo, 34 hours to get there. Yeah, I mean, you'll be a year older by the time you arrive. Let's find something that really looks good. That's 34 hours. You don't want that one. Let's keep looking right here. That's 34 hours, 34 hours, 34 hours. Maybe you don't want to go out of Nashville. 34 hours, 34 hours. Come on, Nashville. 34. Still in the 1,100. Oh, 18 hours and 55. Look at this. I'm leaving at 2:30. I'm getting there at 5:25 for 11:60 out of Nashville, right? And you're going to stop twice. You're going to stop in Philadelphia and Switzerland. Would you like to go to Switzerland? Well, then you can do this flight, and then you're going to leave at 6 in the morning. The Americans are going to start leaving at 5-something. So the more at 6, there's more leaving at 8, and you're going to get back at 6 at night. Where are you going to go? You're going to go to Paris, change in Charles de Gaulle, and back to Charlotte. But there's your good price out of Nashville. Let's look at just one more while we're doing this. Here's another one that's good, 2:30 to 5:25. Where do you stop? Same one, Philadelphia and Zurich. 6 a.m. flight that's going Paris and Charlotte. That's just about same itinerary. 2:30 to 5, 6. All right, here's a good one. Philadelphia and Zurich, Paris and O'Hare. Okay, coming back on a little bit different. So shop around, find one that leaves after 11 o'clock on Monday night the 1st. That's in here. On June the 1st, schedule your return flight anytime after. This says 11:30. Delta leaves at like 11:50. Most flights will depart in the early hours of Tuesday, June the 2nd. So make sure when you book your flight that you've got the right day when you punch it in. And then I will ask you to email me your itinerary. When they send that to you, Deborah will send it to you. Or if you get it online, just forward it on. Here's the payments. You know what? When you buy an airline ticket, I call that skin in the game. So we're not charging any kind of deposit here, because when you buy two airline tickets or buy your own airline ticket to go, you've invested more than what a deposit would be, right? You're going to have to clunk down $1,100 for an airline ticket, okay? And then everything on here, there you see the following payments in December, February, April of next year. And then the last payment is April 26th, because May 1st, I have to have all of our money in Israel by May the 1st. And so everything is paid a month before we get there. All right. Everything else on here is just information, things. Okay. Let me answer questions. Tell me your questions, Derek.
So for the payments, is that something that we would put like in the offering and we could just...
You can.
You can do that.
You can do that. You can do it. If you want to do a weekly payment, that's up to you. You know, long as we're zeroed out by that that April date is good to go. You can do it online. Can you do it on Kindred? Yeah, you can. But if you look on there, you know, we're charged 3%. So it's just going to cost you more. And this isn't like paying 3% for a $5 Wednesday night dinner. It's like 3% of, you know, $1,800. And so I'm all about trying to save you money, right? Why pay more money? Good question, though. Other questions?
Go ahead. Oh, currency. When we're in
currency,
Israel,
right.
American or Israel?
You know what? They will take, most places will take American money. Most places will take a charge card. But there are some places when you go shopping at some of these little shops that will want shekels. But we'll deal with that, and I'll tell you, boy, here's a good amount of money to change into shekels before you go. Well, what if I don't use it all? You know what? We buy the shekels back from you because we're going to go next year. And so it's not really a thing. Yeah.
Like if you're taking the cab, you're tired, you're taking the cab for $5. Will that cab driver want five?
In Jerusalem, he'll probably take anything.
Okay, cool.
You know, yeah, your grandkids. I mean, you can make a deal with him.
Okay, thank you.
So it says prices are based on double occupancy, but like we have a family of three. Are there any options? I mean, can you get three in a room?
You can do a rollaway. All right. Thank you for. I ask you to remind me to ask that. All right, so here's the deal. Look inside here on the package price. You see this single supplement right here, an extra $725. All the prices in Israel, all the hotels are priced on having two in a room. So if you're going by yourself, you know, there's other people here that are by themselves. And so if you want to pair up and say, hey, you want a room together, that's going to save you $725. Because if you say, no, absolutely not, I snore really bad and I want a room all by myself, well, you're going to have to pay more for a room all by yourself. But we don't like for you to do that unless that's just really what you want to do. So we try to hook you up and pair everybody together. Are there triplets? Yes. In Jerusalem, the rooms are more European, so the rooms are not really huge, but there's room enough. The couch makes out into a bed if you've got a room with a couch. If you don't have a couch, they'll do a roll away in there. The cabins at En Gev up in Galilee are two-bedroom cabins. And so, you know, having a third person there, it's made to sleep six, the cabin is. And the first night in the Ramada, we'll do a roll away there too. So they will charge you, unless something changes, they will charge you as much for the roll away as they do. The price won't get any cheaper, you know, to have three in the room. They're going to charge you just like there was two in the room. Good question, though.
Okay. I have a possibility. I don't know if it'll work out. But I have an unmarried son.
Mm-hmm.
Is the bathroom big enough for us to have privacy to change if it's a mother and son?
Yeah, because you can go in the bathroom and he can change. You can change in the bathroom, he can change in the bedroom, or the other way around.
Would that be an odd situation? Mm. You know, the world is crazy.
We've had other...
We've
had a mother-son combination twice.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
All right, and to take that one step farther, what if this son is living in Oklahoma or Texas or whatever, and then what do we do? Well, you can do a lot of different things.
He's just upstream.
But, yeah, so just put him in the car with you. But if the case were that somebody was going with you, then you pick an airport to meet him at. You know, if you're going from here to Philadelphia and Philadelphia to Switzerland, then he can meet you in Philly. Or it may be easier and cheaper for him just to meet you at the airport in Tel Aviv. You know, or if he wants to come here, and then he can go from here with you. But it's probably cheaper from some other airport. You know, Huntsville is not the easiest place in the world or the cheapest to get in and out of. It doesn't matter where you are. You're probably cheaper to go from there and meet at Tel Aviv. Other questions? All right, there's not a lot of us. So there's another church that's asked about going with us. Here's what I've told them. I said, well, there's probably going to be close to 500 people at our meeting Sunday night. And I don't think there's going to be any room, but I'll let you know. So we're just a smidgen short of the 500 mark in here. So I'm going to tell them, and they're going to have all this same material. So on Tuesday, they're going to be at 5 o'clock jumping on. But you know what? 3 months from now, there may be 25 seats still open. I'm not trying to hurry you to do anything. The only difference in hurry is your airline tickets, because the closer you get, the more expensive the tickets get. So your best bet to save the most money is to buy the ticket sooner rather than later. Will there be room later? I really do. I'm kind of shocked that there's not a whole lot more people than this tonight, but it looks like room won't be an issue. This other church, and then there's two pastors in Oregon, and their wives want to go. And so I've said, well, I've got 500. I'll let you know. So there's probably going to be plenty of room. Go. What was your question?
Oh, my question. Okay, I'm confused. On June 1st, we'll be out of Jerusalem's hotel. At what time? Because we're going to leave out of Tel Aviv, right?
Right. You will check out that morning right after break. You'll bring your suitcases. You'll put them right outside your door, and they'll come get them for you and everything. You'll go to breakfast, and the guys are loading the bus while we're eating breakfast.
Okay.
So when you leave that morning on your tour, you're done at that hotel.
Okay, so that's a tour that gets over by a certain time, or will that tour end in Tel Aviv?
That tour will end in Tel Aviv, and that tour will take you to the airport that night.
And what time do we get there to Tel Aviv that night?
To the airport, or just into Tel Aviv? 8:30.
8:30.
You'll be to the airport by 8:30.
Okay.
Because you will go. You'll go to the Garden Tomb. You'll go to Golgotha that last day. You'll go to Yad Vashem, which is a heart-wrenching place to go. It's the Holocaust Memorial there in Jerusalem. And then you will go a couple of other places. We will travel to Tel Aviv. We'll go to Independence Hall. You'll go to Jaffa. And then we will do a big goodbye celebration dinner, farewell dinner. And then from that dinner, then Hana will take us, drop us off at the airport, and then we're on our own coming home. All right?
What's the dress?
Well, I usually like conservative, comfortable, and cool. All right? And we'll talk more about that. There are certain sites that are deemed holy, right? And so your shoulders down to your elbows will need to be covered. You will need to be covered down to below the knee or ankles.
Now they're saying ankles.
Yeah. Because there are people, there are ladies that will approach you if you're not covered enough and let you know that you're not covered enough. But we'll talk about this. There's real easy ways. Jamie can talk to you about clothes, her shawl that she puts around. It's in her backpack and she covers with that. And it's real easy. Guys, we can wear shorts most every place we go. At the holy sites, we have to wear long pants. But the thing that you're going to find out is, you know those shorts that zip on and off? Right? Those are going to be your best friends because you can just zip the legs on, go to the holy sites, and then when you're on the bus, zip, zip, and you're back in shorts. We've got it a little easier than the ladies do, right? This may be a long tour if they go. I'm telling you, this may be a long tour. Other questions? Dolores. That's only domestic. It would be honored from here to wherever you're going. But once you get from here to wherever, then you're going to have a passport to get out of the country to go somewhere else. Other thoughts, other questions? You've asked some good ones. I think you know enough to pray and make a decision if this is where God's calling you. Can I talk you out of it? Let me tell you this. If this is a bucket list thing for you, go to Panama City instead. Because Israel is so much more than a bucket list. It's not just something you want to click off of your list. I've been there and I've done that. Because this is so incredibly impactful. This is God's land you're going to. These are God's people that you're going to get to meet and fall in love with. And do you remember the song in that? I thought it was so, I mean, here's Visit Israel put out by a Jewish travel department. And what is the song that was to the video? You'll never be the same. And I believe that with all my heart. Your life will never be the same. Put a couple people on the spot, all right? Steve went 2 years ago. 15 seconds. Check. Pam's been.
The southern steps. They're Solomon steps. Some of them are still intact. Some of them have been replaced. But Jesus taught on those steps. So some of his steps are still there. That was tremendous.
Jamie's been more than anybody. I'll give you 30 seconds.
Driving into Jerusalem, but all of those places, and then the Galilee. Those are two of my very favorite. I mean, every place you go, I mean, you think, oh, could it get any better? But at Jerusalem and the Galilee, it's amazing.
First time we went, that we went with an international group, and we didn't go to the Galilee at all. You know, we were up north, but we didn't go to the Sea of Galilee, didn't see all of those things. We were up north, and then we just kind of migrated down to Jerusalem. And so the first year when we were dealing with Hannah about Flint River going, I remember I said, now, Hannah, we don't want to go to the Galilee. We just want to go straight to Jerusalem. And in her mild, very humble, very meek way, she calls me Al. She says, Al, what are you saying? You don't want to go to the Galilee? Are you crazy? And I said, well, okay, we'll go. And it's like, and that's worth the trip, is the Galilee. Capernaum is my favorite place on the Galilee to go. It is just absolutely amazing, amazing place. You good to go? Let me pray us out of here. You're welcome to stay as long as you want to. And just don't set the burglar alarm off when you leave. Father, we love you, God. Just I thank you for so many people who you may be calling to go to your land. How amazing is this? And God, I pray that you would speak life into them and show them, God, is this the time? Is this the group to go with? Father, I thank you that you've enabled prices to be so reasonable this year and just so incredible. God, I thank you that the flights are so easy to get and so cheap. Father, God, I pray for the ones that will register this week, God, that you would begin to now just build that anticipation and that excitement. God, I pray that their lives would never be the same. And I'm confident that you'll do that. Lord, we love you so much. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Amen.